A couple of weeks ago, amid a flurry of budget cuts totaling $142 million, Governor Scott took a direct stab at both compassion and women's rights when he cut $1.5 million approved to assist the state's 30 rape crisis centers without even noticing that April was Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Scott's excuse, according to a spokesman, was that the money would be duplicative, seeing as a lot of sexual violence victims just go to domestic violence shelters, and they're already amply funded by the state. What wasn't said is that many of those shelters are overcrowded and have waiting lists. Also, nobody even mentioned cutting the $2 million budgeted annually for the pro-life billboards blotting the turnpike in support of the state's crisis pregnancy centers that do nothing for women's health. Meanwhile, up in D.C., Senator Marco Rubio struggled to explain his callous rejection of the continuation of the 18-year-old Violence Against Women Act. Are we encouraging violence against women? Every time you think they've gone as far as they can possibly go, they come up with some new creative way to attack us, Planned Parenthood of Greater Orlando CEO Jenna Tosh told me last week. It's this idea that women are an interest group that can be marginalized and not 51% of the population. We're not an interest group. Everybody has a mother. If only everybody could remember that.